Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Alonzo Cahoon. He is a master in human development and works as a private coach who works with individuals, business owners, and executives all around the world to help them take their lives and businesses to the next level in whatever area it is that they do desire. Mr. Cahoon, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's my pleasure to join you. Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome, and looking forward to hearing from you today as well. So for starters today, tell us a little bit about your company, what services that you offer, and why you decided to go into coaching as a business.
Oh, absolutely. Coaching has been a passion for a long time as I started out in the Marine Corps and gained skills that allowed me to always achieve my objective. It has been something that people as a whole have always asked, how did you create this? And in that, it opened the door for what is called coaching today. I refer to myself more of a mental mechanic, meaning that, you know, all of us are innately born with the same horsepower. It's just we don't always use it because we have blockages or things that stop us from doing that. So this path has been natural for me. And some of the services that we offer are execution, which is helping people to really execute on the things that they want to do. Another thing that we do is we help people formulate cultures, and we typically do that through what our flagship is, which is relationships.
And certainly do appreciate those details to lead things off here today. Now, as we understand, the coaching industry as a whole is growing as more and more business owners are seeing the value of having a coach. Yet there are still some business owners or executives that might not be aware of the benefits of having a personal or a private coach. Can you share with our listeners why having a coach is not just a worthwhile investment, but nowadays is almost a necessity?
Absolutely. I'd like to kind of answer that in four parts, if that's okay. And the way that I would sum that up is that there's, you know, there's people with opinions, and everybody's got an opinion, and opinions are typically worth what you pay for them. Then there's people that teach. And a lot of times there's people that can teach you some valuable information, but cognitive knowledge doesn't mean that people can typically apply what they teach. And then there's mentors. Mentors is somebody who has achieved a result so many times that no matter who it comes along, if you follow the exact same steps that they followed, you can create the same result that they did. And then there's what's called a coach. A coach is someone that you align with, that you let them see where you're going and how you're going about going there. And through getting to know the way that you do that, they can give you insights on what you're doing that hinder you from getting where you're going. And the reason that that's so valuable, especially in a world that's moving as fast as today's world, you know, when you only bring one level of thinking to a situation, you only have one set of eyeballs. And everybody knows that two sets of eyes are better than one any time. But also on top of that, when you put two minds together, a third mind is created between the two. And it isn't that the coach is more intelligent or smarter or better at what you're doing. It's that when those two levels of thinking come together, you make better decisions based off of having better perspectives in your own life.
Certainly some great points made and most helpful as well. Now, you state that you primarily work with entrepreneurs, business owners, or C-level executives. What are some of the common challenges that business owners or executives face that come to you?
Absolutely. You know, back to the fast pace of this world, you know, most executives are faced with that, you know, they only come with their view of what's going on. And because of the fact that they're very talented at what they do, when they walk into a room, everybody's waiting for them to speak or for them to say what the problem is. And so, therefore, it's very difficult for an executive today to get an outside view of what's going on when everybody's waiting for them to say, this is where we're looking. And when you announce to other people that this is where you're looking, predominantly they're telling you what they already see. They're telling you what the problem already is. And instead of being able to look past the problem and ask, is this truly the root cause, what they're doing is they're blinded by the spot that the executive is telling them to look.
Certainly like and appreciate your perspective there. Good stuff. Today we're joined by Alonzo Cahoon, a master in human development and works as a private coach with individuals, business owners, and executives all around the world to help them take their lives and businesses to the next level in whatever area it is that they desire. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Cahoon, in addition to executive level coaching, you also have a very successful marriage relationship program that you offer with your wife. Can you tell us a little bit about this program and why it has been so impactful specifically for entrepreneurs and executives?
Absolutely. You know, it's really simple. If you see somebody that really is good at something, you see how much time, energy, and effort they put into it. Oftentimes people think, oh, I've got a relationship, so I don't need to work on it because I already have it. But how many of us would go into a job and say, I don't need to work at it because I already have it? And so going through and creating this relationship program was something that was done over a period of time because we had challenges in our relationship. And as we did, we looked for what were the solutions. And the solutions are not complicated. You know, it's as simple as understanding that if you want a garden that reaps a certain harvest, then you need to plant certain seeds. And so we basically put together what we did to create a spectacular relationship for us. And as we did that, people started being hungry to understand, how could you be married for 20 years and still be acting like you're on a honeymoon? So we started teaching people what it is that we do. And as we started teaching people what it is that we do, what we found was it doesn't just affect the relationship that you have with a significant other in your life. It affects every relationship. It affects the culture you have in your work and in your business. So the better your relationship at home is, the better all aspects of your life. Just like if your relationship is falling apart, it affects every other part of your life. When your relationship is spectacular, it affects every other part of your life as well.
Well stated, and that is a true fact, no doubt about that. Now, if you were to pick three things that almost every business owner or executive could focus on to improve, that if they did, would also improve every other area of their life, what would that be?
That's a great question. Across the board, typically what you'll find is that most people have a struggle of understanding where they're at and where they're going. The second part of that would be taking the opportunity and really sitting down and asking yourself the questions, what might you do to solve the problem that you're actually looking at? Is it the problem? Is it the core cause? Or are you dealing with the symptom? And lastly, every business that's out there is dealing with, nobody cares what you're selling if they don't know you care. And that works with your people as well. And so how you represent yourself, in other words, how you speak and treat your people, is a representation of the culture. So those would be the three major things that we would work on if we were working together.
Well, Mr. Cahoon, we can't thank you enough for joining us here today and appreciate what you do in the coaching space and for joining us here today. If listeners wanted to take advantage of your services and your programs, where's the best place online to not only get further details, but also to be in potential contact with you as well?
We have a web presence, which is called creatingspectacular.com. Again, that is creatingspectacular.com, and you can go there and reach out to us. We also have a Facebook page that's Creating Spectacular. Any one of those platforms will give you a method to get a hold of us and to look at what we do, and that would be the best avenues to reach us.
And that certainly does work easy enough. Again, Mr. Cahoon, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Likewise. Have a spectacular day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Alonzo Cahoon, a master in human development and works as a private coach with individuals, business owners, and executives all around the world to help them take their lives and businesses to the next level in whatever area it is that they desire. And for further details, visit creatingspectacular.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.